baby, it feels so good to be a Linux user some days, man. Microslop is falling down. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be honest with you. I don't enjoy watching the destruction of things go on, but, you know, with all AI things going up, they must go down. And ladies and gentlemen, still to this day, Microslop won't learn. Don't think for a second that I stopped talking about him that I just magically forgot. No, apparently Microslop is still so far in the AI slop game that they're actually cutting ties with their friends at OpenAI. You know, if you're a company called OpenAI, it's a pretty bad time to be you. They're getting sued pretty much everywhere. All the Chinese companies are distilling the shit out of their models and just giving it back to people for free at this point. That, yeah, it would just suck to be that company. But anyways, for people that don't understand, Microsoft, despite people screaming to the heavens that the AI shit that they're doing is ruining Windows, okay? It's ruining their keystone product that people use, okay? Microsoft Windows. A lot of people still use it. I don't understand why. I get it if you have a specific task. But, you know, at this point, Mac is just a far better alternative. Linux is great. I mean, just anything that respects you. Anyways, Microslop is basically, their AI runs off ChatGPT. So anytime you interact with Copilot, you're basically talking to like white label ChatGPT. It's like an artisanal shop selling you like coffee beans that you fucking know are from like the big factory, but they're just labeled differently and upcharged just slightly to make it look a little bit more premium. Yeah, it seems like Microsoft's like a AI chief at this point. You know, they're thinking of actually putting their baskets in their own camp at this point. Basically, that they're actually going to ditch OpenAI, but they're not just going to ditch the whole AI project. I think a lot of these companies have put too much money into it to eat crow. You know, a lot of the investors that are like, when are we getting our money back, guys? We gave you trillions of dollars for this shit. Yeah, they're just saying, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to make our own models now, and they're going to be the best. They're going to be better than all the other guys. Now, the AI fatigue for me is pretty real. I feel like every other day, like one other company comes out and says, we just made the best model ever. No, we just did. We just did. You know, at the end of the day, it is just a giant shit show, and we're all a part of it, buckos. You know, Hollywood, for instance, is freaking out right now because of this thing called Seedance 2.0. Apparently, it's just taken images and videos from all of copyrighted materials out there. Disney's pissed. The Actors Guild is like, you know, we don't really like it that these Chinese companies are taking anything away from us. Look, the genie is out of the bottle. Everyone's going to be stealing from everybody. And unfortunately, the AI race will never really end. Both of the largest countries in the world are chasing at each other's tails for it.
What people in Hollywood are kind of bringing up is stuff like AI bounty hunters, which I guess is a new system to help detect anytime a movie or television show in the future is going to be using AI. Which is funny to me because, like, in Hollywood, you have companies like Disney that have signed billion-dollar deals or some shit with, like, OpenAI, and I don't know what they were expecting when they were selling this stuff off for training to these big AI models. Like, brother, you were writing your own death warrant at this point. I mean, it is just insanity to see this stuff go as far as it is. But yeah, we're getting to a point where the genie is out of the bottle, and unfortunately, we have not regulated it at all, and it is out there, and unfortunately, we have to consider bounty hunters to fight AI slop hitting the world.
Now again, remember, these are the same guys who tell you that AI can benefit humanity, and literally in the same interview will go and say, all that white-collar work that people are used to doing these days, yeah, that could be automated within 2 years.
And that whole statement from Microsoft is such cope bullshit that they used to sell to every other company. When you've got organizations like IBM that are straight up saying we're tripling entry-level hiring for software developers, by the way, after all these jobs were being told AI can do. So basically, it's just an admission, and you can literally read it right over here from Fortune, that IBM thought that AI stuff was going to just axe the workforce, and they could save a lot of money by just having, you know, like a bunch of AI agents doing their shit. But then when they realize that it's not as, the whole AI stuff, while it's really cool for code writing, it's not something that can replace the human in the loop.
And you can even do this yourself by vibe coding as well, too. You can try writing code yourself using it. You still need to be there to test, to understand, to convey the actual like project to the actual code editor or the agent that you're using in order to make this stuff work. And, you know, now that they're looking at bringing the, you know, people back, you know, obviously I think people should probably bring, you know, some demands to the table, right? Because if you need human beings and the AI stuff isn't cutting it, you can't just let these people screw you once because they're just going to find a way to screw you again. Anyways, it's just a contrast I wanted to bring up because Microsoft says one thing and reality is another.
And a lot of this AI shit has unfortunately made it to like Microsoft Windows, where obviously we've talked about this the last few like weeks, if not months, where like almost every other major update Microsoft gets, it's almost as if something in Windows completely breaks. Now, what I'm about to show you is something that is absolutely flabbergasting. So for instance, you know, I didn't know this, but you know, inside Microsoft Notepad, you know, what do you think you would do with the Notepad app, okay? I want to ask you a genuine question. When it comes to the Notepad application that was introduced in Microsoft, pretty much since its early days, the whole job is to write shit into it and save it as a text document on your system. Well, I didn't know about this, but you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's got that Copilot button in here too. Now, I don't know why somebody would ever need Copilot to drop into their Notepad for writing things, rewriting things. So, you know, every time companies like Microsoft keep infesting basic applications with this kind of software, it burns me to my core. Because many people don't ask for it. In fact, if anything, it always serves as a hindrance. Now, a lot of people can say that Windows is vibe coded, and generally speaking, there's no better evidence than watching every other update for it completely break something or introduce a security issue down the road. One of the security issues that I saw brought up lately blew my mind, okay? Windows Notepad app remote code execution vulnerability. All right, this seems kind of wordy, but what was it, Muda? What is this? Well, for one, it's a remote code execution, meaning that a hacker can take advantage of something malicious in a piece of software and use it to run code that normally wouldn't be allowed. And that code could be anything. It could be opening up the calculator, or it could be opening up your computer to be controlled by something from another side of the world. You know, get your shit completely goatseed, right? It could be really anything. That's why it's a very severe. The max severity on here is important, because it is. So of course, ultimately, how did this work? Well, improper neutralization of special elements used in a command in the Notepad app allows an unauthorized attacker to execute code locally. Now again, it's very wordy, but to give you an idea, this was apparently disclosed, and from what I understand, it might have existed for around the entire gestation period of a human being, which is like 9 months. So if imagine, for 9 months, motherfuckers were sitting here with a pretty... with a pretty scary bug on their system. Now, basically, what that effectively means is if you have something like a markdown file, which for anybody that's ever written like a GitHub README, typically they're in a markdown format, which basically allows you to have things like clickable links, for instance, right? Which is actually the big reality over here. So somewhere in Microsoft's brilliant plans, they allowed hackers to basically embed these clickable links inside markdown files. And that's what, you know, Notepad was reading. This actually had really nothing to do with artificial intelligence. The only reason I'm using AI as a quirky thing is I imagine somebody probably coded this using an AI tool and didn't really think of something like edge handling or error cases, where, for instance, a clickable link like this, for instance, in like Notepad++, if you wanted to open like this link, you would have to click on it not just once, but twice. Now, of course, what Microsoft did in this case was they just decided that without even informing the user, you could just click that link and boom! Shit just runs in the background. Now, they did actually end up fixing this as of this video, and the fix is basically Microsoft tells you, clicking this link can be dangerous. Would you like to go through with it? Now, look, I'm totally fine that they did that. They gave you a little error message. But how is it that we're going to be bringing this shit into our operating system and not even thinking twice before we actually push it to millions? if not billions of users worldwide that are running shit like Windows 11, okay? That is the question I have to ask a million times over. You know, it's insane that everybody that I see using Windows has to, like, tell me, nah, Muda, Windows is great, dude. Just run a few scripts that, like, gut the system out. Like, just take it to plastic surgery, remove, like, 99% of its functionality. Oh, you don't like the AI shit? I mean, I genuinely don't. Remove all that from your system. Maybe break a few things. Dog, if we're getting to the point that I have to look into the Windows registry, whip out the terminal, you know, run a bunch of scripts to de-bloat and run Ozempic on my digital hardware, at what point is installing Linux not the alternative? At what point is maybe switching to a Mac not the alternative? You know, it's crazy that the best laptop at this point probably comes from Apple, and it's actually genuinely cheaper than most Microsoft co-slot pilot-like laptops released these days. That's the insane world we're living in. Not only have things gotten more expensive, but shit from Apple starts making more sense. We live in a clown world. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I honestly wasn't even expecting to make a video on this, but just the general absurdity of the fact that something like this could exist on a notepad application is insane to me. Why this was allowed to exist for so long is just baffling. You know, and honestly, this AI craze just shows me something that, like, now with a lot of normies who are, like, jumping into shit like OpenClaw, for instance, this has nothing to really do with Microsoft, but you can run this on Windows. You can also run this on Linux. You can run this all over Mac, and I talked about it literally before when we were looking at the AI social network that was made, but people are willing to run applications entirely on their machine and give it full system access. So remember, this is a tool that has full, complete, global access to your computer, meaning that it can look at everything in your file structure. And then they expose this to, like, a frontier AI or sometimes even a local artificial intelligence. And because of this, you know, sometimes the AI can go haywire and completely destroy your installation. But if you connect it to, like, foreign artificial intelligences or, like, any off, like, LLM, basically they have the ability to just, like, pilfer around your system without any, like, without anything to jump in and stop them. And that is the insane world we kind of live in. You know, this is the reason why when I did run this on a video, I ran this inside a virtual machine, because there is no way in hell that I'm going to be running software that allows AI to basically pilfer my system without actually putting it inside its own little sandbox. But many people aren't even actually going to do that. And the fact that Microsoft is basically promoting the next operating system line of theirs, like Windows 12 or pretty much, or like the next generation of Windows 11, to basically provide this functionality at the scale that they're at is actually scary. Because of their reliance on things like artificial intelligence to not just code their operating system, but also serve as like a major feature set, they have basically introduced so many security issues in so little time that honestly, like, Microsoft, like, Windows didn't used to be this bad. Like, Windows 10, honestly, I would go back to it. I would use it if it was still supported, because Windows 10 is genuinely a very usable, good operating system. There's, like, a rule to Microsoft Windows where, like, every other version you kind of, like, want to use. So it's like, when Windows 7 came out, awesome Windows system. When Windows 8 came out with its shitty tablet UI, people kind of were like, eh, I'll wait till, like, Windows 9 or something. And then 10 came out, and 10 was basically a return to form. It was a great system. When Windows 11 dropped, honestly, it wasn't that bad. But ever since Microsoft jumped into, like, the AI race so much, and ever since they introduced Copilot, they have absolutely damaged their reputation beyond a shadow of doubt. It's to a point where, like, generally, when I see people switching over to Linux or even, like, Mac or any other operating system, it literally is only happening for, you know, in such a way. It's because Microsoft has ruined sort of the primo default operating system that many people are used to. I wouldn't be promoting Linux so much as an alternative if I didn't see how bad it was getting at Microsoft's side. And you know the wildest thing about it, too, is ever since it's gotten this bad, they still haven't learned. They still haven't truly figured out that it's really just this reliance on AI slop that is ruining their product. Instead of course correcting and saying, listen, we spent billions of dollars on AI shit, and unfortunately, not many people are using AI, don't get me wrong, people are jumping at the mouth to use it. A lot of people probably use ChatGPT every single day to do a search. But not many of those people are actually paying the monthly fee to use ChatGPT or any other AI service, because it is just difficult to get people to fork over like $20 for an AI service out there. Unless you're loaded, then you might consider it. And the reality of it is, unless everyone starts really paying for artificial intelligence, especially the shit that's hosted on the cloud, this stuff is not sustainable. These companies are losing hundreds of billions of dollars every fucking year doing this shit, okay? All over the world, by the way. So again, for a company like Microsoft that can like lick its wounds and say, listen, we should go back to making Windows a stable, secure, amazing general operating system for most people. And if they had went back to that and like kept pushing for their market share to keep blowing up the way that it is and getting more people to switch over to 11, an operating system, you know, in an alternate universe that wasn't so bloated with slop products, that would actually bring them back. But honestly, seeing them falter and break down like this and still not learn that their reliance on AI shit is just not good is baffling. You know, it's easy to like look at it from a mile away, but I guess if you're a company as big as them, they just don't learn. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Microsoft, man, just another day, another example of a company that just won't fucking listen. Anyways, if you like what you saw, please like, comment, and subscribe. Dislike if you dislike it. I am out.